Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Jody Meter, who is seeking re-election for the Mid Prairie School Board.
Jody, tell me a little bit about yourself.
My name is Jody Meter. I am a stay-at-home mom. I have 5 children, all that go to Mid Prairie. I am married to my husband, his name is Ryan. See, I have children. I have 2 at the high school. I have 1 at the middle school. I have 1 at East and 1 at West.
And where are you from originally? How long have you been in the Mid Prairie District?
We've been in the Mid Prairie District for probably 15 years. I actually am originally from Davenport. My family moved to this area and I graduated from Washington. I went there 1 year. My husband has lived in this area his whole life and he graduated from Washington. Where we live, we are right on the edge of the Mid Prairie District. Our side of the road is Mid Prairie, across the road is Washington. For us, it wasn't a choice. We love Mid Prairie.
What made you decide to run for re-election?
I really just love being able to serve our kids. Having 5 children in the district, I really wanted to know what was going on. I wanted to be a part of growth and excitement. I love what Mid Prairie is doing and wanted to be a part of it.
And how long have you been serving on the board so far?
This will be my 2nd term if reelected. I was on for a few months, appointed, and then ran for my first term. So I've been on 2.5 years. It was kind of a neat opportunity for me. I hadn't thought about running before. I was actually asked if that was something I'd be interested in. So I kind of got a little bit of a trial run, needing to fill that spot. And I love it. I love what they do and that they're able to just be there for the kiddos.
Prior to when you came onto the school board, how were you involved in the district? And, you know, what was it about yourself that the district and the board saw in you and chose to appoint you to the board?
I'm still not sure on what they saw in me, but I love to volunteer. Being a stay-at-home mom, that's something that I feel I really want to be a part of where my kids are. So my oldest is in 11th grade this year, and I've volunteered since she was in kindergarten. So wherever they are, I kind of follow. I try not to be the hover mom and exactly what they're in, but it's neat just to be a part of the everyday that happens in the schools. I'm not in the school every day, but it's neat to be a part of what goes on.
What are some goals that you have for the board and for the district, do you think?
Well, I've thought a little bit about that, and I don't really come in with a set goal. I really come into every meeting just with an open mind and really see where we're at. I'm really excited, though, for this next term to just see how we can pull the community together. I see our students, I see our teachers really striving to be a community, really striving to become stronger together and work together really well. So I'm really excited to be able to show that off to the community and let them see how strong they are with all those changes and all the unknowns. I think it's really important to find ways to show it back to the community that it's going well, that the kids are enjoying it, the teachers are handling all the changes well, the kids are handling the changes well, and that this is really going to be a neat thing. So that's, I guess, a goal that I have, is just to be able to show that outside of in the walls.
After going through the tour of the district, how do you feel now after seeing the changes that have been made with the transition? How do you feel now after seeing and hearing from the different administrators about it?
I'm very excited. I love a couple of the administrators, how they said the age levels have done different mixers and, you know, gotten together and done different things as a whole. Whenever the school year starts, you always have a new class. So you always do those mixer games, you know, find this person or find that person type of things. I love that they're saying they're doing that as a grade level and not just as a class. And I really feel like we're going to grow such a strong community by doing that as a whole. So I'm really excited.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Mid Prairie School Board member Jody Meter. You can find all other Mid Prairie School Board candidate interviews at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.